those self-fruitful almond varieties, which means you don't necessarily have to have a full complement of bees to pollinate, but it does help. You know, growers are testing it, they're working with it, they're getting some results. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Raymond Morales is a UCANR farm advisor in Tulare County, focused on almonds.
You know, I feel like I think it was 2018 when Shasta was starting to be planted and things were, a lot of growers gained attention to that. Having the same variety, especially that they're self-compatible, so you're able to plant a whole block and potentially get more yield per acre. I think during this time, you know, growers have spent some time with them already and are allowed themselves to kind of create their own sort of opinions with them and understand the tree crop compared to nonpareils, your Monterey's and your Fritz and other varieties. And so I definitely think it's good for growers to have options like that to potentially be more efficient with their land. I know the Orizani is another one that's sort of coming out now, and a lot of growers are starting to plant those and sort of see how things play out with that. So again, I think at times, you know, growers are sort of mixed about planting some of their self-fertile varieties, but I also think it's important to also consider, you know, some of the other sides of the market. The reason why we have the nonpareils and the Monterey's and the Fritz is because they're good for certain things.
And that's the trade, both the baking and confectionery trade. That's what they wanted.
It's important to have a diversity, I would say, of almond varieties out there.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.